Hospitals will have to give new parents a chance to watch a video on the effects of shaken baby syndrome. These often include permanent brain damage. The material will also give parents advice on how to deal with the child's crying without hurting them. Dr. Holly Falick helps distribute similar material for the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin.
It's important that parents know that if the baby is crying and they can't calm the baby, they should step aside, that no baby ever died of crying.
Falick says adolescents will also have to be taught about shaken baby syndrome, once in junior high and another time in high school.
We think this is very important because some of the people do not get involved in the prenatal care or postnatal care of the newborn baby.
The idea is that these kids may still end up taking care of a baby, either as an older sibling or as a babysitter. The plan will also require people who run daycare centers to receive training on how to avoid shaken baby syndrome. A similar law in New York cut the number of shaken baby incidents by about half. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.